You're listening to the Heart and Hustle Podcast. We are your hosts, Evan McLeod and Lindsay Roman. Today is going to be a fun one. And if you know us, it's going to be a little bit nerdy and a little bit technical on time management using a particular software and tool that has absolutely transformed our lives, saved our sanity, and hours of our time. So we're going to get into it. And before you click off, once you hear the word of the tool that we use or the name of the tool that we use, please do not click off. I guarantee we are going to be talking about things that we see people in the industry, yep, entrepreneurs who have this tool, who are like, oh, I use it. I will coach those people and be like, you could be saving hours more time.
They're not using it to the fullest, yep, of their capabilities. Yep.
So don't start listening to this episode and be like, okay, cool. Yeah, I have that. I'm all good. And don't listen. Just listen. You'll probably learn something new. And if not, you get to hang out with us for like 30 minutes.
I'll make it worth your while. I'll be really entertaining.
So today, let's talk about how to save you hours of time in your business. Let's go.
Folio Albums is a UK-based album supplier specializing exclusively in fine art printing with sustainability at the core of everything they do. The products are of the highest quality, handcrafted by a highly skilled team in their own Yorkshire workshop. They provide a free album design service and a range of helpful photographers' resources to support your business. Their exceptional client experience team are on hand for any questions or advice. You can even book a free virtual showroom session to check out the products and meet their team. Head over to www.folioalbums.com and use code HEARTHUSTLE40 to receive a 40% discount off a studio sample album.
Hey, I'm Lindsay Roman.
And I'm Evie McLeod, and we are family and legacy-focused serial entrepreneurs and the founders of The Heart University, a business education company with a mission to help you thrive in your business and life.
Welcome to our Entrepreneur Cocktail Hour, where business and marketing strategies meet faith, real talk, and raw and life-changing conversations.
At the end of the day, we are all in this together, figuring out how to navigate the ups and downs, the messy and the beautiful, and everything in between. This is a community where you can come as you are, get inspired, and walk away equipped to build a legacy-filled life.
You're listening to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
All right, welcome. Hello.
Let's dive in.
Let's go.
Let's spill the tea. Because how can you save hours of your time, Lindsay, as an entrepreneur? Yeah.
Did you click onto this episode, mm-hmm, and then you said, yes, I want to save hours of my time? Okay. Let me just paint a picture for you first off. When we first started our photography businesses, which this tool can apply to any service provider. So, but just let's harken back to the days when we first started. I would get a booking or I would get an inquiry, yeah, and then I would
into
my Google inbox, and then I would communicate with them back and forth by typing an email every single time.
From scratch
that the word came into my brain, and then I would write it down on paper.
No. And it was always similar and the same, but you would do it from scratch every time.
Every single time. And then I would communicate back and forth via email, Google email, with this client. And then when they booked, I remember when I first was a photographer, I was like, okay, I need a contract. I need them to sign a contract. Okay, so let's go Google that. Oh, DocuSign. That lets you sign a contract. Great, cool. Oh, but now they need to pay me. Okay, hi, would you please be able to put a check in the mail? Thank you so much.
I'm impressed that you started with DocuSign because I mailed them their contract that they had to sign and then mail back to me. So you were a step ahead of me.
They were mailing me checks. So we were just really old school. And then if that didn't work, I'd be like, okay, I guess you could like PayPal me maybe.
And then you'd have a Google spreadsheet.
And then, literally, listen, this is the tea. I told you I'd make it worth your while. If you didn't listen to the intro, then that made no sense. Anyways, I had an Excel spreadsheet. And like, if I got a wedding booking or even a session, I would put like, okay, Joe and Sarah, whatever. I don't think I've ever had a client called Joe. And I would write their name down. I would write the date of their wedding. And then I would say, they've paid me $1,300. They now owe me this much. Like, I would do it all myself.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
It was chaotic.
To say the least.
Absolutely chaotic.
There was no systematizing. There was no automations.
No workflows,
there was
no templates.
Time saving. And I had to be a basket case doing it all myself. If I wanted to hire out anybody to take over that crap show, that wasn't happening. Yep. I was too disorganized to do any of it.
So after suffering repeatedly for way too long, enter our lifesaver, HoneyBook. Now, We are going to talk about HoneyBook. We love HoneyBook. Actually, I will say I started with another program and software.
And you got bamboozled.
I didn't get bamboozled.
No, I meant like you got bamboozled to switch to the good side. It's not the good side. We just love it.
I started with another software. And to be fair, I had a really good experience. And I know a lot of people who, in the industry who use and love this other company. And they were awesome. There's nothing against them by any means. It did not serve me the way that I needed to. And so I ended up switching to HoneyBook. Oh my gosh, lifesaver. Mm-hmm. So HoneyBook, but in general, client relations management system, which we're going to kind of talk about, but we love HoneyBook. So we're going to talk about HoneyBook specifically today.
And how we use it in our business to genuinely save so much time.
But I also want to say, because you'll get so much out of this. And do not click away right now. I'm looking at you right now. If you are sitting here being like, oh, I've had HoneyBook for a few years, or I just got my HoneyBook all set up and I'm good.
If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, they're just going to sell me on HoneyBook and I already have it.
No. You listen to this, because I cannot tell you how many coaching calls I will have with students, with entrepreneurs who pop on the coaching call and we end up talking through.
And they're like, I have HoneyBook already.
And they're like, I'm burnt out. I'm stressed out. I can't stay on top of things. And we'll dive into some of their back-end systems and workflows and we'll get into HoneyBook. Probably like, utilizing 10% of what you
could. If you're paying for the product, then let's use it.
And
let's
like work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
So anyways, just saying, if you have HoneyBook and you've had it for a while or you just got it all set up, I don't care. Don't click off this episode just assuming that you have absolutely everything in place. You'll probably learn something new. I learned something new today when Lindsay and I were talking because they just released a new feature that I have yet to utilize. So you'll learn something new. I can pretty much guarantee. So HoneyBook.
And if you don't know what HoneyBook is, or you've heard of it, but you don't have it yet, then this is going to be a really great episode in just how we actually use a practical CRM tool to save just hours of our time. So before we dive in, let's define what CRM is. It is client relationship management software. And what that means is it is a program that kind of encompasses all of the things that I said in my previous example of what I did when I first started my business. Yeah. And it combines it all into one place that you are able to systematize, automate. Thank you. and just have it be in one, versus like going to PayPal, going to DocuSign, mailing a check,
like Gmail, all the things,
writing it up in an Excel spreadsheet, putting it on your Google Calendar. Let's make it so much easier and put it all in one spot.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a couple of the key features that we love about HoneyBook. Mm-hmm. Before we talk into the things that you need to be using now to really make the most of it, to save yourself hours of time. So it integrates with your Google Calendar. So I said that very weird. It integrates with your Google Calendar so you don't double book yourself. So it will notice when days are blocked off for personal, for other bookings, for meetings, whatever. It will notify and connect with that. So you're just synced up.
Mm-hmm. Which this is kind of a caveat. If you don't use Google Calendar in your business, I highly recommend you do, just because it syncs with so many other softwares.
Yes.
In the world, and it's also just great.
Yeah. Well, you can also sync with other calendars. So as like Lan and I have a synced calendar together,
and you can toggle them off and on.
Yep. So I can
we just jumped ship from talking about HoneyBook to Google Calendar.
Well, I just want to say utilize Google Calendar because it'll integrate with HoneyBook. Anyways, that's irrelevant. Okay. You can save email templates and put them in to respond to clients super quickly, or just plug and play so quickly. We'll talk about that in a second.
Well, I want to say, if you again are like me in my previous example and you're sitting there custom writing a response to every single inquiry that you get or every single email that you get, no matter what it is, from scratch, whether you have HoneyBook or not, save yourself so much time and create email templates. Either write them up yourself, get templates. We have email templates in our shop. So if you, for photographers specifically.
Subtle plug.
So if you want email templates on how to respond to an inquiry, how to say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm booked, or how to book people, like what the email that you send out right after they book, follow-ups, the magic email, like literally so many things. Get email templates. But then HoneyBook specifically lets you implement them and actually keep them in a place that you can just toggle when you're responding to a client. You can just literally click open like the little drop down menu that has all of your templates, click it, done.
Yep. I also want to say you can always customize a template. Always. Yeah. You can completely erase half of it if you want to, but you still have a good starting point and a foundation. You need to have email templates.
Versus
I do not
just
care.
Like a blank cursor.
Yeah. And we'll get into this more later, but email templates are a big part of HoneyBook. It has a pipeline where you can track every stage that your client's at. So
and you can customize the pipeline. It creates a rough general pipeline of like inquiry, follow-up, just booked, or I don't know if that's, basically it has a formulated one, but you can customize it however you want.
I have it customized for both my coaching students and my photography clients. You can do that. There's so many things that you can do.
Wait, do you have a separate pipeline?
No, it's all one pipeline.
Okay.
But I have different, like I have steps of like.
Yes, same.
Anyways, you can schedule emails to be sent. Mm-hmm. You can track your time with it. You can set up automations and workflows for each client. You can send invoices and contracts in one place. You can send questionnaires to clients. I'm just going through the list. You can create lead forms to have people sign up and work with you, pay, fill out forms all in one place, which that is the
That's a new feature that we're going to talk about.
Woohoo! You can create contact forms that directly integrate to your website and embed that code so people can inquire right on your website and it goes straight into HoneyBook. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I see a lot of people, even if you do have HoneyBook, that you don't have, you're not using a lead form via HoneyBook.
Yeah.
So you're, it's so coming into your email.
Literally the amount of coaching students I've had where they have HoneyBook, but they're, say they have like a Squarespace website or something, they're putting a Squarespace contact form on
so
their website.
It's getting into your email inbox.
Into your Google inbox. And then they're manually putting in, they're
all
taking
the
information from their Google inbox email that came in through the Squarespace inquiry form. And then they're manually putting it into HoneyBook. Girl, boy, whoever you are, don't make your life harder than
woman,
it needs to be. Man, woman, child.
Anyways, that's like a brief overview of a lot of the features that HoneyBook has. It is such a beast and a workhorse, and it has absolutely completely revolutionized my life and made it so easy to bring on an assistant, to outsource, to automate and speed up my client experience process, to make sure that I'm delivering consistently to my clients with absolute minimal time for me because I have these systems in place. It is absolutely life-changing. So HoneyBook is just get it. If you don't have it, if you need a CRM in general, get it. If you're currently working with a CRM that just feels really hard and clunky and complicated, please switch over. HoneyBook, I swear, it was a game changer for me when I switched.
The one thing I will say, because I've had a lot of coaching students that are that would say like, oh, okay, I know I need this eventually, but maybe I'm just started my business that I don't know if I need it now. And they're like, well, what's the marker of if I need a CRM or if I can just kind of hodgepodge it? Obviously, like doing the DocuSign and the checks, like that's not a long-term solution. But at the same time, a lot of people question, am I making enough from the current bookings that I have to warrant the expense? And that is a valid question. It's not that I don't think you need it like immediately straight out of the gate.
I feel like for me, I would say if you're booking more than like 3 clients a year, that's when I would be like, you need to start setting up your systems.
Or you plan to, and you're moving in that direction.
Yes. Like you're doing a lot of free sessions or, you know, whatever now or whatnot. You're second shooting a lot, whatever stage you're at. And you're like,
which even if you're setting up free shoots, this is photography specific, but you could still put them in as a project in HoneyBook and just not have them pay and then have them sign a contract. Because even if it's a free session,
have them sign a contract.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of there. But you could still utilize it for and just obviously not send the invoice.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there. But especially with the forms. I'm literally shook. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we're going to get to that because I've seen it, but I have yet to utilize it. So Lindsay has utilized it and we're going to talk about it. Anyways, we're going to now talk about and kind of shift into 3 things that we love in HoneyBook specifically. There's obviously so many features that we just listed, but 3 things that we are like this. Use these. These will save you so much time that we see so many people in the industry really underutilizing. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, Heart fam, interrupting today's episode to share with you a powerful tool to monetize your content in your business, Memberful. Now, this amazing platform allows you to create a new source of income by turning your content into a membership business. Forget about chasing the hottest keywords and trends to capture SEO rankings or pleasing the social media algorithm. Focus instead on creating content that you are passionate about and that your audience wants to see. Memberful has everything you need to get your membership program up and running quickly with content gating, in-house newsletters, private podcasts, and so much more. They have so many incredible tools and resources and implementations to your workflow. It's amazing. You will have full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, your membership, and you will have access to a world-class support team who are ready to help you simplify your memberships and grow your revenue. One of the things we love about this brand is that they are passionate about your success and you'll always have access to a real human. Get started for free at memberful.com/heart. That's memberful.com/HEART.
All right, entrepreneurs, let's face it, you're in a pickle. You're not attracting your ideal clients because your brand visuals are just meh at best, and you're not showing up as the professional ready to make their life 500 times better. Do you honestly feel like your website just sucks? Like your branding feels like you created it in Microsoft's Paint? Anyone else remember Microsoft's Paint? Is that just me? Okay. And your client experience just overall feels like it's seriously lacking. And you just need a change right now. But let's be honest, you're not ready to drop $8K on a custom web and brand design. Well, don't worry. That's where we come in.
Introducing the solution to all of your website struggles, the Heart Shop website templates. Now, we spent hours designing these customizable, professional, and conversion-intense website templates with our incredible designer, Sarah Crook of Elizabeth Designs. They are so incredibly easy to use and customize with Show It's user-friendly interface. Yes, by the way, you can easily learn how to work with Show It, even if you've never touched a website or any design platform before. And you can change literally anything you want. No more being limited to squares on your website. It's a drag and drop system that is freaking easy and looks incredible. Oh, you want more information? Cool, I got you. The templates come already SEO optimized with copy prompts from Lindsay and I included. Yeah, you don't just get nonsensical filler text. You get bomb education and prompts from Lindsay and I to help you wow your potential clients and crush your website copy. And we designed a variety of these in different styles so you can find the closest match and then tweak it to make it fully your own.
If you're ready to save thousands of dollars and hours upon hours upon hours of your time and get clients flooding through your website, you need to check these out. So grab yours at theheartuniversity.com/website-templates. One more time, that's theheartuniversity.com/website-templates.
So the first one is the automations. And I think they used to be called workflows. Mm-hmm. So you might hear them as said as both, and it kind of means the same thing, automation or workflow. Let's just use that synonymously. But it's basically a workflow or of steps that you take or emails that can be sent or you send in the process flow of working with a client. Yep. So, and it can be triggered so many different ways. You can trigger it manually by either, so like I have an automation for session clients and then another one for wedding clients because the workflow and the emails that I want to send for both of those are very different. Yeah. And you can do it so many different ways. You can either have it trigger the second that somebody fills out inquiry form.
Like they get put into a workflow.
Right.
That's so, especially great if you're sending like responses, like you want them in a workflow because you automatically trigger a response email or something like that.
Like say you manually still with your email template respond within 24 hours. But if you have the workflow triggered upon when somebody fills out their inquiry response form, then you could have a response that says, hey, thank you so much for inquiring. I'm so excited. I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours or whatever it is that your time limit is. And you could even give them a link to go. You could give them a freebie in that link. Like there's so many ways that you could just create a good client experience just by starting the workflow right then. And on it, on like the HoneyBook inquiry form, because you can customize them completely, you could have a drop down where they're inquiring for, like you say, what are you inquiring for? And you could have couple session, you could have photography, or again, it maybe you're a web designer and you're like, am I inquiring for a brand logo? Am I inquiring for a custom web design? Yeah. Like whatever it is, you can toggle it so that let's just use the photography example, say that they're inquiring for a wedding. And then because they chose that, your automation then is triggered the second that they inquire and your wedding automation starts. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they chose session, your session inquiry starts. You can either do it that or some ways that I've done it in the past are not to have it trigger when they inquire on the like form, mm-hmm. but I manually do it once they pay. Or, mm-hmm. or I think actually you could probably have it automate to trigger once they pay, I think. Basically, you can attach the trigger to an action that happens. Mm-hmm. And I do that just sometimes because I like having it not be a workflow or like an automation before they pay, because depending on how they're responding or depending on if I even want to work with them or not, like it might, I want to make that call.
Yeah.
But even with automations, you can make that call. Do you want to talk about that? Like how you can, even if you automate it to send an email, you can either have it send without you looking at it, or you can send it.
Yeah, you can choose. There's a toggle also within workflows. You can like assign an email template to go in there, which by the way, you have to have email templates to be able to plug them into workflows or automations. And you can toggle send automatically or like wait to send in order for me to approve it and edit it.
So at the time that or the trigger that is sent, that would send that email, instead of sending it to the client, it would send you a notification to tweak, and then you manually would just do it.
Yeah, which, just for public knowledge, I have
all my emails in my automation set to for me to approve. Mm-hmm. And they're all templatized, but I want to make sure that that template fits, that any customization is in there. If we've already like covered something, I don't want an email going out that like repeats something that we just talked about like a month before or whatever. So you still have full control, but it's you no longer have to sit there remembering like, oh my gosh, that one project, I forgot to send them this email. I forgot to send the questionnaire out. Like it walks you through the process so nothing falls through the cracks. So there are so many steps in like the automation. You can have an email go out, which I feel like we talked about a lot. You can create a task that reminds you on a specific day or when something is triggered that something is due, sending client gifts or delivering a gallery or sending a follow-up email for a review or whatever it is. And then you just have this entire, your workflow, you take the time to sit down and actually be like, this is my process. This is what it is. And now here it is plugged in and like queued based on time, based on like triggers. Completion, triggers, different things.
And you can either trigger it to like, oh, on a specific day, you could send this. And when I say specific day, because obviously people are inquiring at all times of year, but like say they inquire and then they pay, you could have like 3 months from date of payment, this email gets sent. And again, if you have it set up so that I approve it before it goes out, then it will send you a notification on 3 months from the day they paid. Yep. It'll send you a notification to approve this email. Yep. You just look at it quickly, tweak anything you want to do, and then hit it.
Yep. You can also do it from like date of project. So it's like a month before the project or 3 months before the project or whatever it is. Like there's so many different things. I would encourage you right now, if you're listening to this and it's kind of like, oh my gosh, they're talking about a lot of options. Mm-hmm. Go into HoneyBook if you have it. If not, sign up for the free trial. I'm pretty sure they also shifted their payments. It's now like a dollar a month or something for your first like month.
Well, the code that we have gets you 50% off of your first year, which is an insane deal. So that will be in the show notes. You can always use that.
Yes. So sign up for a free trial or whatever, like sign up for HoneyBook or go into your HoneyBook if you have one and pull up under tools, then there's automations and pull that up and just start creating an automation. And as you're listening to this episode, like go in and start seeing. I would really encourage that because it's a very visual thing and there's so many options.
And I think this is common for anything in business that feels tricky or feels complicated. We just avoid it and we say, like, even not even complicated. Like, I'm actually sitting here. I still have had in this new season, I manually put in my hashtags on Instagram. Why don't I just take the 5 minutes that it takes
to set up,
to write them down or like take them from the copied place that they're in my notes app and put them over into a shortcut in my keyboard on my phone. Why don't I do that? Why?
Like you used to do that.
I know.
And but then your hashtags like changed and then you forgot to update
that
it.
We think it's going to take too long and so we don't do it. But a situation like this, it's like, hey, if you haven't set up your automations in HoneyBook, take an hour, sit down, actually look at it, walk through and think about your process. If you don't have it on paper or just anywhere that you can see it, create it, figure out what you would want and what touch points you would want in the customer journey that you would want to talk to them and give them. And again, like you could send them a questionnaire. HoneyBook has literally so much that you can do, but sit down and just do it and put it together. That's a one-time thing that you do and then you're done.
I also want to say if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, well, I don't even have HoneyBook. That feels so overwhelming for me. I want to encourage you, bite-sized chunks.
Yeah.
So sit down and be like, okay, let me just start my first step, sign up for HoneyBook. And just experiment with it. Get to know it. Watch a couple tutorials on it. That's my first job. My second one is going to be as I start sending emails, especially if like you haven't created any templates for anything before, as I start sending emails, I'm going to start like saving them as a template and be like potential inquiry response or start just noticing how you're responding to inquiries or whatever it is. Then get your email template set up. Or maybe actually first and foremost, if you don't have contract templates, go to the legal page. We are an affiliate with her. Go to theheartuniversity.com/contracts and we can set you up with our girl Paige on getting those legally legit contracts in place that you can import into HoneyBook. HoneyBook has contract templates in there too. If you just want to start with their default templates, break it down into chunks.
Yeah.
Break it down into something that feels really manageable. And then the other thought that I want to have, even if you're not starting from scratch, you're still like, okay, well, I have some email templates. Maybe start by like, you know, you need a few more templates that you keep sending repeatedly from scratch. Go and fill out those templates and then create the first draft of your workflow. And then realize as you like put your first client in, you're like, oh, I forgot these touch points. Go and edit it, add to it, improve it. Like, don't feel like everything has to be perfect right away. There will be improvements. I need to go in currently, actively, as we're doing this. I have a couple updates I need to fill into my wedding workflow and my coaching workflow and my automation in HoneyBook. And that's okay. I know that it's there. I know that I'm sending a couple emails. I've noticed I'm sending the very same email. I'm like, okay, I have this one template, but I actually need a part two template for like the next email that I just haven't created yet. And it's okay, but it's on my list. And I'm like, I'm going to add that to my workflow, slowly improves over time. You're never going to have it like done and perfect right. and final forever. Like mine was perfect in 2018, not a single edit needed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, I have a couple more emails I want to add in there.
Well, that's a good segue to the second thing that that we see underutilized in HoneyBook a lot, which is templates, which I know we kind of harped on that a little bit. We're going to dive deeper just right now mm-hmm. into that. If you're not using email templates, even if you haven't like bought an email template pack, whatever works better for you, I want you to look at your business and look at the communication that you're currently emailing with clients or potential clients. And think about, just like Evie said, she's noticing that she keeps writing the same email over and over and over again. And look at, okay, what could I create an email template? Even if you have to say something different for every single client, because most emails you do, like yeah. no, hardly any email could be the exact same for every single client. But still, if it's a general thing that you're saying, start writing that down and just make a list of like, what are things that need to be an email template? So inquiry response, a follow-up again, maybe, or an encouragement
the magic
to,
email.
Like a proposal email or
like proposal delivery.
Yeah, proposal delivery or they've just paid. Now what? Like I call it my just paid email. And I have a different one for, so that's the other thing is for email templates. I have like inquiry response for wedding. I have inquiry response for destination wedding. I have an inquiry response for a session that's local. I have an inquiry response for a session that's destination. And what I do is I created one template and then I just copy and pasted it four different times for all four of those things
and then tweaked it.
Yeah. And then that gets me closer. Again, they'll still need to be tweaked, obviously, based on who's inquiring, but it still gets me even closer to not having to do so much work the second an inquiry comes in. So think about that. Your just paid email. If you're a wedding photographer, think about like a 6-month follow-up, a 3-month follow-up, a month follow-up. When do you want to send your questionnaire? You can attach it to one of the emails. Like just sit down and think about your things that you would naturally need to or want to send to clients and think about in the past when you've had to do that over and over and over again from scratch. Yeah. And if you are a photographer and you need a shortcut, we do have templates in our shop.
Yes.
Which well, the link will be in the show notes to those
I think
too.
That's one of the biggest things in HoneyBook or just CRM in general that we see really underutilized, which is why we're like, we have to talk about this, is your templates and actually yeah. setting them up from your proposal templates, your email templates, your questionnaire templates, your, what is it, lead forms, your gift cards, like your email signatures, yeah. your packages and what's included in like, you know, why are you going in every time? I used to be so guilty of this. Why would I go in every time? Every time somebody would like do whatever, I'd have to manually put in like, here's my 6-hour package and it includes this and here's my 8 mm-hmm. hours and this is what, like, why would I do that? Why did I not just like put it in so that it's automatically a part of like a proposal and then I can go in and tweak it if needed? Like it's ready to roll from the beginning.
Yeah, so when we say templates, we're not even talking just about email templates.
No, we're just talking about
templates for everything that you do.
Pretty much everything within your HoneyBook can be templatized mm-hmm. and it is a lifesaver. I cannot tell you, even if you're like, well, yeah, I use HoneyBook. Like I have it set up pretty good. Guarantee you there are multiple minutes per day that you yeah. could probably be saving yourself, which adds up very quickly throughout the weeks, throughout, you know, the days, throughout the months, that you will be saving yourself hours of time in your business per year by setting up your template. So do not slack on that. Actually prioritize that and get that done.
All right. The third thing that we want to talk about. This is a new feature. By the time this episode comes out, I'm not sure exactly how
probably
new.
Probably won't be that new.
Well, it's new-ish. Let's say that. It's lead forms. So this is something that HoneyBook added and I am like mind blown. I actually dived into it in this last month and I'm like, I'm sorry.
HoneyBook.
You are coming for Calendly. Let's go. Okay. So let me explain what it is. First of all, a lead form is a form that you can have people sign up to work with you in some capacity, right? Like the lead form, you get it. And it's a little bit different from your inquiry form. Obviously, your inquiry form is something that you would put embed on your website, and it is for people to inquire via email to potentially work with you, right? With an inquiry form, there usually needs to be communication of some sort happening before you would then manually probably send an invoice mm-hmm. or like a proposal. A lead form there's so many different things that you can do with it, which is so cool. And it basically lets people work with you and sign up and pay and even fill out questionnaires in the moment before you've ever even responded, which is really cool. And it doesn't work for every single service or product. Like, especially for like a wedding photographer, you probably don't want somebody to just like fill out a form
book you, and you're book like, you no without, idea who this person is.
Yeah, you don't even know. That would be, yeah. So it doesn't work for everything. But if you're like a coach or if you are doing like consult calls or VIP days or anything where like you want to meet one-on-one with someone, whether it's paid or unpaid, this is incredible. So here's what you can do. I'm going to like kind of list out the different ways that you can use lead forms and the way that I have and just the different ways that you can do it and kind of what each one would be. So you can do one-time consultations. So this would be like a paid one-time call where, again, you can set up a form where people fill out a schedule, like where they, it's literally like, that's why I said they're coming for Calendly because it syncs with Google Calendar and you can have them pay. Whereas I'm pretty sure Calendly, people can't pay on Calendly. Yeah.
So I don't think so.
When I figured this out, I was like, I'm sorry. I have this all in one platform now.
Yeah.
Shooketh.
Cancel Calendly subscription.
Literally.
Sorry, Calendly. We love you. Probably.
We love you, but literally HoneyBook is coming for you. So you can do a paid one-time call where people pay and then schedule a call all in one form without you having to respond. Yeah. I mean, you can obviously set up an automation to then automate your response, but
wink, wink.
I know. You can do an introductory call. So that's kind of like a consult call. So that could... Mm-hmm. This is where, like, for a wedding photographer, you could set it up so that when they're inquiring, they can already schedule a call. Mm-hmm. So an introductory call is, like, unpaid. So you just wouldn't attach an invoice to this lead form. And so you would sign up. You get it. I don't have to over-explain.
She's like, let me go through this again.
Yeah. You can do instant booking where someone can sign up, schedule a call, fill out a questionnaire, and then pay all without you having to do anything to set it up. So I do this with my membership. I offer 1 hour coaching that's 50% off for my membership girlies. And so I was like, how can I do, because I don't have to vet them like where I would like maybe normal coaching to make sure that I can do, you know, I'm trying to think of what like I can serve you well, or like a wedding photographer where I would want to talk to somebody first. I have it where they sign up, they schedule a call, they pay, they fill out their questionnaire, and then it's already on my calendar. Literally, I haven't done a single thing. And then I attach it to an automation that sends them like a confirmation email that like prepares them for their call. So they literally, I'm living my life. I'm at the beach. I'm just getting people coming in. So it's really cool. The other thing, I'm trying to think, where's the next one? You can do speaking engagements. And so these are the templates. Obviously, you can use these in a myriad of ways, but these are the kind of the templates that HoneyBook kind of gives you to start with. So they have a speaking engagement one where you can set up a form to have people pick which talk they want you to speak on and then just pay you all in one place. They have a partnership form where it's not attached to an invoice because it's free. It's just a partnership, but somebody could sign up to collaborate with you in some way or partner with you in some way, and they can pick between different packages and then fill out information. It's basically like it's attaching an informative form. Mm-hmm. That was redundant, where you can customize that and then pair it with a partnership form or like a pack, like which package of a partnership they want. Mini sessions, y'all. I don't know how people have been doing I don't really do mini sessions that very often, but I know this is huge in the photography community. I don't know how you have people pick up, like sign up for a time.
It's like manual.
Oh, HoneyBook's going to change your life. For photographers, they now have it where people can pay. And again, for mini sessions, I feel like you probably don't have to vet. It's not like a wedding where you want to vet a client. So you can have people, you just send them a link once you create this and they pay and then they sign up for a schedule and you can create the time slot. That's what, again, why I keep saying they're coming for Calendly, because it's like they are. But someone pays and then they sign up and they pick like whatever like 30-minute slot you want, or you can make it however much long.
I didn't know about this one.
I know. The last one that they have a template for is digital products. So you can have a form where people sign up to pay to receive a digital product, like an ebook, a PDF, a course, et cetera. The one thing I will say with this is if you are doing a lot of digital product making, you probably have a software that is more for e-commerce in that way. Like Shopify, Thrivecart, Kajabi. We have those, especially with the heart.
We have all three.
Yeah, we have literally we have all three. And we haven't tried this with HoneyBook. I haven't tried it out and really fleshed it out, but it looked like, especially for a course, I was like, I'm sorry, are they coming for Kajabi now? I am so confused. So it looked like it's basically just like a checkout that you can then create to put a link in to deliver your course. Mm-hmm. So in that way, if you are somebody that has a whole robust like shop of e-commerce things or digital products, I'd probably recommend Shopify, like for this specific, I would recommend Shopify or Thrivecart or Kajabi. However, if you are somebody that is a service provider, but you're wanting to do like an ebook or you're wanting to do like a very simple like worksheet that is paid or like a digital product, like maybe a couple, I think this is great because you could have an invoice that is set up, or not an invoice, but like a checkout that HoneyBook will set up for you. And then you link it to a link. Maybe you put a free PDF in a Google Drive and then you just link that to the delivery email. And that way HoneyBook can do it. And then you don't have to sign up for another, like you don't another have to sign platform. Up for Shopify or a platform that you don't really need if you're only doing kind of simpler things. Yeah. And maybe HoneyBook will change in the future and make it more robust. But I was shook when I saw that because I was like, I'm sorry, yeah. What?
They're beefing up, and yeah. HoneyBook has always been amazing and yeah. so good at what they do. So I'm excited to see all the new things that they're creating and coming yeah. out
but
with.
But Leadforms is like, I was like I'm sorry. Whoa.
Yeah. Like so everything cool. in one place for service providers and entrepreneurs right now. So that's the three things is your automations, your templates mm-hmm. and your lead forms that we're currently seeing being really underutilized in the entrepreneur community. So take advantage of those. Yeah. Go and like level up on those. We promise it is going to save you hours of your time from personal experience. Hours, hours and hours and hours. Honestly, at this point, probably like weeks of our lives have been saved by utilizing these three things. Well, mostly the two because the lead forms is new. But like utilizing those to their fullest, game changer. So if you want to utilize those, go do it. Go change yeah. it. If you don't currently have HoneyBook, like we said, we are partners with them. We love them so much. We are affiliates with them. So feel free. We have a code for you, a discount for you to get, I believe it is 50% off your first year. Mm-hmm. And that will be linked in the show notes. Just use it. We love HoneyBook so much. So make the most of it. And in the meantime, go work smarter, not harder. Save the most of your time. We are here to help you just kick butt at what you do and chase your dreams. And we love you.